AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A relaxed and confident President Vladimir Putin says there would be no peace until Russia achieves its goals in Ukraine. This was Putin's first formal news conference Western media were allowed to attend since the Kremlin sent troops into Ukraine almost 2 years ago. The choreographed session lasted about 4 hours and included questions from ordinary Russians about things like the price of eggs and leaky gymnasium roofs. Leading into the holiday season, the government says retail sales rose slightly last month. Analyst Kenneth Kim says you hear complaints from people about prices and budgets.
For November, it's one of those months where, you know, that didn't turn out to be the case. So there is sometimes a disconnect between sentiment and what the consumer actually does.
Business at restaurants, furniture stores, and online rose. Sales at clothing and accessory stores were also up. Ousted House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is leaving the House at the end of the month. He gave a farewell speech on the floor.
So if you come across that question of whether you should do what's right out of fear of losing your job, do it anyways. Because it's the right thing to do, and this is what the nation requires.
An attorney for two former Georgia election workers suing Rudy Giuliani for defamation. Highlighted during the trial's closing, the former New York City mayor has not stopped repeating the false conspiracy theory, asserting the workers meddled in the 2020 presidential election. The FDA says agents seized more than 1 million illegal e-cigarettes from the Chinese manufacturer behind Elf Bar, a line of fruity disposable vapes that has become the top brand among American teenagers. Stocks remain higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. His family says a Navy officer jailed in Japan after a deadly car crash is returning to the U.S.
Lieutenant Ridge Alconis had been serving 3 years in prison in Japan after pleading guilty in the negligent driving deaths of two Japanese citizens in 2021. His family says it was an accident. He lost consciousness behind the wheel, but Japanese prosecutors say he fell asleep. His family rallied outside the White House to call for his release from prison, and his wife, Brittany, met with President Biden, who raised the case during a meeting in May with the Japanese prime minister. What's still unclear at the moment is whether Lieutenant Alconis might have to spend additional time behind bars here in the U.S. under the terms of his transfer from Japan. I'm Rita Foley.
A loose bull on the tracks at a New Jersey train station snarled rail traffic. It was quickly taken off the tracks at Newark Penn Station. New Jersey Transit posted a photo of the horned bovine standing on the tracks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.